This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. State officials say there are about 1,200 ventilators across Wisconsin, and the state has plans to acquire as many as 10,000 more. The aim is to provide breathing assistance for some patients with severe COVID-19 symptoms. Ventilators work by pumping a mixture of air and oxygen into a patient's lungs through a tube into the windpipe or through a facial mask. The machine also helps remove carbon dioxide. Dwayne Schlund heads the respiratory therapy program at Milwaukee Area Technical College. He says ventilators, or as he calls them, vents, vary.
Right now we're using every vent possible, but ideally we want critical care type of vents because they have more modes and more settings, and we need all the bells and whistles we can get.
Schlund says it's not just the oxygen mix to control, but also the pressure of the air going in, the patient's breathing rate, and air volume. He says healthcare teams help decide the right settings, but a respiratory therapist manages the machine hour by hour.
It is intense, but that is what they're trained to do. Every single respiratory therapist that is trained in critical care.
MATC recently loaned a few ventilators to area hospitals, including Frederick, where Dr. Thomas Carver is medical director of the Surgical Intensive Care Unit. Carver says the machines have long been used for patients undergoing surgery or in intensive care for diseases like pneumonia. He says with COVID-19, the lungs become inflamed.
And when they get inflamed, they don't work as well. And in fact, the body can't compensate anymore.
Carver cautions that ventilators do not save every COVID-19 patient.
One, your low oxygen levels can lead to problems, but also the body's response to the virus can lead to problems, and that can cause kidney failure, the heart to stop working.
The website Madison.com reported this week that a group of doctors and bioethicists is preparing guidelines for which patients should get ventilators if there aren't enough for everyone during the expected COVID-19 peak later this month. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.